When former Illinois Senator Carol Moseley Braun quit the race for president, the field of remaining Democratic candidates dropped to 8. More are likely to fall by the wayside as the caucus and primary season unfolds, but others will probably stay the course, despite shoestring budgets and meager support. NPR's Janet Babin reports on some past campaigns fueled by hope.
Long hours, few perks. Campaigning for president, especially without lots of money or strong organization, can be dangerous to your health.
I went into the hospital and spent about 4 weeks in and out of the hospital having 4 procedures, as they call them, right after I was nominated.
That's Pat Buchanan. In 2000, he was the presidential nominee of the Reform Party. Before that, he made 2 unsuccessful runs for the Republican nomination, once against the first President Bush in 1992, and then against party frontrunner Bob Dole in 1996. Both times, he stayed on as a candidate long after winning the nomination was conceivable. He says he did it to reshape the party in a more conservative direction. But Buchanan says he also sought the job for another reason.
It is great fun. I mean, running for president, I've been in every congressional district in the United States. It's a beautiful country. There are wonderful people out there.
Professor Thomas Patterson of Harvard University's Kennedy School of Government says there are several reasons why candidates hang on during presidential primaries, despite their dimming chances. Patterson says for Buchanan, it was about ideology, keeping the GOP on a rightward path.
He was a man with a mission. He may have had a second agenda as well. It certainly didn't hurt his standing as a talk show host or as a book writer, so, or as a lecturer, and the lecture fees that attend that. So, you know, there were some secondary benefits. But I think for Buchanan, it was a deep question of ideology.
Another prominent firebrand candidate was the Reverend Jesse Jackson. Robert Borsage was a lead policy advisor and speechwriter for Jackson's 1984 and 1988 campaigns. Borsage says Jackson opened with the assumption that his campaign couldn't win, but then the impossible started happening. In 1988, Jackson beat Al Gore across the South and overtook Dick Gephardt in Michigan. Reality then set in with losses in Wisconsin and New York, but Borsage says the Rainbow Coalition's message made it all the way to the Democratic convention in Atlanta.
There must have been 10,000 people waiting for him outside the convention hall, and they were ready to take that hall. And Jackson gave one of the great speeches of the campaign where he lifted them up about what they had done across the course of this campaign and how important it was historically and how much this was part of their struggle as a people.
Bound by a common thread, when we form a great quilt of unity and common ground, we'll have the power to bring about health care and housing and jobs and education and hope to our nation.
Inside the hall, Jackson's speech brought delegates, black and white, to their feet.
We the people can win.
While Jackson and Buchanan directed their political ambition toward the underrepresented, some lesser-known hopefuls hang on even though their views are clearly articulated by stronger candidates. In 2000, Alan Keyes and Gary Bauer remained in the race for the Republican nomination even though they had few delegates or much support in the polls. Harvard's Thomas Patterson calls them examples of vanity candidates.
They do have a message, so that it's more than simple vanity, but I think being in the limelight, in some ways clouded their judgment as to how long they should stay in the race.
Patterson says the crowded field sometimes causes confusion and can make it difficult for voters to understand what the myriad of choices represent. But for Steve Schwat, the more candidates seeking the presidential nomination, the better. Schwat owns Demstore.com, the largest provider of Democratic campaign buttons, flags, and other promotional items. In fact, Schwat has been producing the buttons for most of the Democratic candidates. The jam-packed field has him running more than 250 orders a day.
It's better for us that we have lots of campaigns. I wish that there were more candidates. I wish that more people ran, but I guess that wouldn't necessarily be good for the Democratic Party.
Many of the current candidates would likely disagree with Schwat's characterization of what's good for the party. Janet Babin, NPR News, Washington.